Good morning. It's March 12th, and this is your daily brief in U.S. news. Here's everything you need to know. SpaceX has not only set a new record for Falcon 9 launches in 2024, but also significantly expanded the Starlink network, marking a year of unparalleled achievements in space exploration. This story is a testament to innovation, determination, and the relentless pursuit of connecting the globe. The company's recent activities include a series of successful Falcon 9 launches, deploying dozens of Starlink satellites into orbit. Just last night, SpaceX added 23 Starlink satellites from Cape Canaveral and another 23 from Vandenberg Space Force Base. This is part of a larger effort to provide broadband internet worldwide, with recent launches adding a whopping 4 terabits per second of data capacity to the Starlink network. The precision of these operations was highlighted by the successful landing of first-stage boosters on drone ships, a cornerstone of SpaceX's commitment to reusability. In a proactive move, SpaceX has decommissioned 100 satellites due to a design flaw, ensuring the integrity of its network. This comes alongside improvements in service quality, with a reported 30% reduction in network latency for U.S. users. The upcoming Starship test launch is particularly noteworthy, aiming to test new technologies and mark a significant milestone with the world's most powerful rocket, pending FAA approval. These developments underscore SpaceX's role at the forefront of space exploration and satellite internet provision, promising to connect more parts of the world while pushing the boundaries of what's possible in space technology. In an ambitious move, President Joe Biden has unveiled a $7.3 trillion budget proposal for the U.S. government for the fiscal year 2025, setting the stage for a significant shift in tax policy and digital asset regulation. This proposal not only seeks to increase taxes on large businesses and wealthy individuals, but also ventures into the digital frontier, targeting digital assets to bolster tax revenue and reduce the national deficit. The budget outlines a plan to raise nearly $10 billion in additional tax revenue by 2025 through specific measures aimed at digital assets. These include closing tax loopholes that have benefited wealthy crypto investors and introducing an excise tax on crypto mining operations. The focus on digital assets represents a strategic move to ensure a more equitable tax landscape and to tap into new revenue sources in the evolving digital economy. These proposed measures are projected to decrease the national deficit by approximately $7 billion within the same time frame, showcasing the administration's commitment to fiscal responsibility. However, it's important to note that the final budget details will hinge on negotiations and approval by both the House of Representatives and the Senate, leaving room for potential changes to the initial proposal. Beyond the realm of digital assets and tax reforms, the budget reaffirms the administration's support for international allies and humanitarian efforts, with supplemental funding requests for Ukraine, Israel, and Palestinian relief. Domestically, the proposal aims to address the impact of inflation, which has hit a 4-decade high, and to support families in affording basic needs, highlighting a balanced approach to both global and local challenges. In today's financial update, Wall Street holds its breath as it awaits the release of the February Consumer Price Index data, a key indicator that could shape the Federal Reserve's upcoming monetary policy decisions. This anticipation comes amid a backdrop of modest gains in U.S. stock futures, with investors eyeing an expected 0.4% monthly increase and a 3.1% annual rise in CPI figures. The focus on inflation data has intensified following an uptick in January's CPI figures, prompting a more guarded stance from the Federal Reserve. This shift has cooled the enthusiasm around the technology-led stock market rally, with even J.P. Morgan CEO Jamie Dimon voicing concerns over the emergence of a potential bubble in the market. Amidst these cautious tones, Oracle's shares have bucked the trend, surging on the back of fiscal fourth-quarter results that surpassed analysts' expectations. With the Federal Reserve's next moves under intense scrutiny, market expectations currently lean away from any immediate interest rate cuts. This cautious approach is mirrored in the behavior of traders, who have shown restraint in the Treasury bond market, awaiting the inflation data's release. Meanwhile, global markets have seen mostly lower indexes across Europe and Asia, reflecting a widespread anticipation of how these key economic indicators will play out. As Wall Street navigates through these economic, regulatory, and political currents, investor sentiment remains a complex mix of optimism and wariness. In a move that underscores the complexity of legal battles involving former presidents, Donald Trump is pushing to halt his New York hush money trial. He's awaiting a pivotal U.S. Supreme Court decision that could reshape the landscape of presidential immunity, a testament to the intertwining of legal and presidential history. This request for an indefinite delay hinges on the outcome of the Supreme Court's examination of presidential immunity, with Trump's team arguing that a favorable ruling could significantly influence the trial's proceedings and evidence related to his presidency. The trial, initially scheduled to start a month before the Supreme Court's hearing, centers on allegations of fraudulent accounting practices concerning payments to Stormy Daniels ahead of the 2016 election. This case marks the first of four criminal trials Trump faces while eyeing the 2024 Republican presidential nomination, showcasing the unique challenges of prosecuting a former president. The Manhattan District Attorney's Office, currently silent on the delay request, is expected to present its stance in the coming days. At the heart of the hush money case is the accusation that Trump altered his company's records to obscure the nature of payments to Michael Cohen, aimed at suppressing negative stories during his 2016 campaign. The Supreme Court's forthcoming decision on presidential immunity is not just a matter of legal technicality. It's a crucial juncture that could define the extent to which former presidents are shielded from prosecution for actions taken while in office. As the legal community and the public alike await the court's ruling, the implications for Trump's trial and potentially for the broader understanding of presidential accountability are profound. In a tragic turn of events, a private jet crash in Virginia has claimed the lives of all five passengers aboard, sparking a comprehensive investigation. This incident unfolded near Ingalls Field Airport in Hot Springs, Virginia, where a twin-engine IAI Astra 1125 met a devastating fate. The passengers, comprising four adults and a juvenile, were en route from Florida to Virginia, aiming for an event at the Homestead Resort. Unfortunately, their journey ended abruptly when the aircraft, struggling during its approach, struck trees and crashed into a hillside, subsequently erupting in flames. The jet, which was registered to an Oklahoma Aircraft Trust Company, is now at the center of an investigation led by the National Transportation Safety Board, NTSB. Authorities are working diligently to uncover the factors leading to this tragic accident. A preliminary report is anticipated within the next 30 days, although a comprehensive final report could take up to 2 years to complete. In the meantime, Ingalls Field Airport was closed in the aftermath of the crash, and efforts are underway to identify the victim's remains. The exact cause of the crash remains unknown, with the NTSB's ongoing investigation seeking answers. The aviation community and the families affected eagerly await further developments, hoping for closure and understanding in the wake of this tragic event. No additional information will be released until the identification process is complete and the victims' families have been notified. This has been your daily brief in U.S. News. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.